Thank you for tuning in for today's message with Reverend Larry R. Turner. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can contact the church office at 318-443-8715 to purchase a CD for only a $7 donation. Always remember, it's worth a trip to come and visit Christian Love Baptist Church, 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana.
This is Pastor Harry Cooper from Live Big Ministries at Hollywood Presbyterian Church, and we're inviting you to tune in to our new time on Mondays at 12:30. That's Mondays at 12:30 p.m. And Live Big, we are equipping, encouraging, and empowering you to live in victory every day.
In the epistle to the church in Ephesus, the Apostle Paul declared that God called pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. With that in mind, the members and partners of the Healing Place Ministries of Alexandria are excited to invite you to the official installation ceremony of the Reverend Sherry L. Jackson as pastor of this new ministry of hope, health, and healing. This momentous worship experience, which also celebrates the Healing Place's first anniversary, will convene at 3 p.m. Sunday, April 15th at Servants of Christ, 230 Bolton Avenue, with Pastor Charlie Gilmore as host and Dr. Joe S. Green as chief installation celebrant. The theme is Pastor and People United for Purpose. Reverend Troy Johnson, pastor of the Fresh Start Community Church in Houston, Texas, will be the preacher of the hour. Music will be provided by the Alexandria chapter of the Gospel Music Workshop of America Choir. For more information, call 318-308-2334. The Healing Place Ministry is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT.
A strong voter turnout can bring tax dollars and grants to your community. That's why it's so important to vote on April 28th.
The key to our representative form of American democracy is the right to vote. When you cast your ballot, you make your city stronger. Do your part. Vote.
I'm Ricky Rashiel, Alexandria City Marshal, and I approve this message.
The Alexandria City Marshal is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Heritage Row Funeral Home and Memorial Park, located 1352 Bellevue Road, Leesville, Louisiana, where your family is our family. It's family owned and operated by Laura Simeon and her staff. Will help you through every step of the funeral process. Their goal is to eliminate stress that comes through experiencing the death of a loved one. They provide traditional service packages, cremation services, and affordable burial plots in their cemetery. They can serve you from anywhere in the state and out of the state, and accept all insurance policies over a two-year status. They provide life and pre-need insurance to help you pre-plan for life's unexpected situation. And grief counseling as you feel life is a little difficult after a loss. For more info, Heritage Row Funeral Home and Memorial Park, 1352 Bellevue Road, Leesville, Louisiana. Their number, 337-392-0083. Once again, their number, 337-392-0083. Heritage Row Funeral Home and Memorial Park are proud underwriting sponsors of KAYT.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Like a policeman traveling through this land, he's serving a death notice to every woman and man. You're gonna need a lawyer. If I were you, that's the next thing I would do. Just assure you I'm sitting here tonight. One day he's got a warrant for you. But you know what?
Can't run.
Can't hide.
No need to try.
Jesus is a lawyer. one that never lost a case. If I were you, I'd get lawyer Jesus. I wouldn't wait, I'd make haste. This is something you can't get around, no matter what you do. Just as sure as you can hear my voice tonight, one day he's got a word for you. But you know what?
Can't run,
can't hide. From his mother's breast, he'll take the rich man and everybody else. Take mothers, daughters, father and son. Sometime he won't stop till he got that last one. But you can't run, you can't hide. No need, don't need to try. You don't know. Tell him, can't run,
can't hide.
You can't run,
can't hide.
He got your number, he knows where you live, knows when you leave and when you come home. Can't run, you can't hide. Well, my mind go back to a story in the Bible day. One day God called a man by the name of Jonah. Said, now Jonah, I want you to go down in a place called Nineveh and tell my people, if they don't repent, I'll destroy that city. But you know that story. Jonah didn't want to go. So Jonah decided that he was going down to a place called Joppa. Then he went on down to the shipyard. He went on down to the ticket office and got him a ticket. And he was on his way to a place called Tosh. Then he went on down on the bottom deck, got over in the corner and went fast asleep. But what he didn't know, when he laid down, God was looking right at him. God was looking at him. But God didn't bother him. All God did was he called a wind and he told the wind, I want you to blow. And he told the thunder, I want you to roll. And he told the lightning, I want you to flash. And he told the tide, stand up real high. Cause I've got a child that's trying to run and think he can hide. And about that time, the captain came around and told the crew member, pull all the anchor. We gotta get ready and set for sail. And then they tell me, thunder started to roll, lightning started to flash, tide stood up high, and the wind began to blow. Captain got confused, told all his crew members, out of all the time we made this journey, we ain't never had trouble before. And then he told all the crew members, come on the top deck. And then he asked them, tell me who is your God? Who is your God? Whoever your God is, I want you to call him. And about that time, another man came and said, wait a minute, Captain, there's one more man, and he's downstairs. He's over in the corner, and he's fast asleep. Captain said, let me go down, I'll see about him. Captain walked over and shook old man Jonah. And Jonah stood up, and the captain asked him, how can you sleep? And
and we in a storm. Then he asked him, tell me, who is your God? And Jonah told him, my God is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the captain said, call him. And Jonah told him, said, well now, Captain, if you want peace on your ship, you gotta take me on top and throw me overboard. So they took Jonah up and threw him overboard. And the Bible tell me God had a fish prepared for him and swallowed him down in the bottom of his belly. Took him around and took him down in the bottom of the sea. But I'm so glad tonight. I'm so glad tonight. I'm so glad tonight. It don't make no difference how low you get. God will always hear you if you would call him. I dare you to call.
Let it be done. Sometimes life gets you down, and it seems like there's trouble all around. But if it's in your will, Lord, let it be done. I know it seems like the sun will never shine. Seems like that old devil, he wins all the time. But if it's in your will, Lord, let it be done. Somebody lost their mother and father today, and it seems like this world is gone astray. But if it is your will, Lord, let it be done. Lord, I know that if I put it in your hands, I know you've got the master plan, Lord. If it's in your question, God, he's in command. One thing for sure I do know, he knows my path and he knows my future. He's ordered my steps and taken control. If it's in your
I'm Sacrifice, knowing you're hearing God. Then on the third day, Abraham saw the place where he was to prove himself. Then Isaac said, God. he did in the days of old. He'll deliver me, he'll deliver you, yeah. Just like he did in the days of old. Just like he did in the days of old. Yeah, just like he did in the days of old. He'll deliver me, he'll deliver you. Just like he did in the days of old.
Just like he did
in. Just like he did in the days of old.
Just like he did
in. Just like he did in the days of old.
Figures. The people praise him, they stock us up at a high percentage. The giants in our eyes, the sky's the limit. The picture painted is larger than life, but God is bigger. Your God is greater. I weigh them on the scale like cracks and gators. Found that only God can save us. And God is gracious, that's who we flock to. In the day of trouble, and when we blow it like hot food. The song's official, nobody's greater for Shawn Mitchell. You got it right with that song, it echoes the heart of scripture. Yeah, they wonder why we so serious. It's cause Jesus Christ is also man, period.
Okay, my Jesus, the Son Christ, the King of Kings, and he's God on earth. My Messiah, born and raised to give us all a second birth. And from heaven he came down to free all that were bound. Oh God, the 4 and 20 fell down, casting down their crowns, saying, thou art worthy, Lord,
where I begin. Praise His holy name.
Somebody right here have called on the Lord like I did. Until they just stayed right there and called Him till you got hooked. Anybody been hooked on Jesus? Why don't you come on, put your hand together. Listen to me if you please. It ain't no high like a Holy Ghost high. You need to try.